Give thanks to the Lord. Invoke his name. Make known among the nations his deeds. Sing to him. Sing his praise. Proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. Thus ends the reading. It's not often that the psalm is singled out for the preaching. In this case, however, I believe the psalm response says so well what the readings are all about. In Genesis, for this day, the descendants of Jacob, Joseph's brothers, who sold him into slavery because they were jealous of him, came to him and they knew that they were the lowly. Yet in response to them, Joseph said, "Have no fear." Not only that, but after Joseph's death, the scripture says he lived for 110 years, a very long time, he assured them that God will surely take care of you. Then Matthew's gospel continues. No slaves are above their masters, and do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Isn't that what God says to us over and over? Have no fear. Do not be afraid. We call it grace. As the psalm response says, "Be glad, you lowly ones. May your hearts be glad." That's what the message is today. It's about grace and gladness. We can be assured of God's grace with us always. There's no need to fear, so we can be glad. Glad even when we enter a place of sadness. It may be a prison or a jail, or it may be a hospital room. In either case, there can be sadness all around us, and our presence, as little or as meager as it may feel to us, can be the presence of God. Whenever we remember the words of these readings today, have no fear, do not be afraid, God will surely take care of you. No matter our sin or condition or our feeling of powerlessness, if we put ourselves in God's presence, that will be the presence we can be. So have no fear. Do not be afraid. You are not alone.